Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're in Sekhaz Erevin, Daf Mem Off. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna was asked that if a student took upon himself to fast on Erev Shabbos, Mahu Lashlume, what is the halacha concerning completing the fast until definite nightfall? This would be problematic since it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos. Rav Huna didn't know the answer, and neither did Rav Yehuda. Rava brought a brice to the top. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, or when Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, a person may eat and drink all he needs, and he may bring up onto his table all types of food, even like the banquet of Shlomo Melech in his time. Now, if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, however, he may bring the person who is fasting only a kibbutz-sized amount of food to eat before Shabbos, in order that he should not enter Shabbos suffering from the hunger of the fast. So we see from the brayta that one is not mashlim his fast even on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, he certainly does not complete it with a tainis yachid. However, the Gemara concludes later that we do complete the fast on Tisha B'Av when it falls on Erev Shabbos. Point number two is Tanna Brayta says, Shlosha ein roim pnei Gehenim. Three types of people do not even see the facade of Gehenim because of the pain and misery they suffer in this world. Atone for their sins. Dikdukte anias v'choi mayan v'arashas. Those who suffer from extreme poverty, intestinal disorders, and the pursuit of creditors. Some say also someone who has a bad wife, an isha ra'at, such as in the case when he can't divorce because the ksuba is too high, or they have children together. The Gemara asks what the practical teaching of this is, and answers, kabuli ma'ava, to accept these challenges with love. Rashi explains that accepting them with ahava brings kapara. And point number three, the opening mission in the fourth parak taught that if someone was removed from his tchum on Shabbos, he's only permitted to move Dalad Amos from his location. Rabbah was asked what the halacha is if the person needs to relieve himself. Gadol kavod abriyah shedoches lo saseh shebatorah. Human dignity is so important that it supersedes a prohibition of the Torah, meaning the command of lo saseh, which teaches us not to deviate from the decrees of the Rabbanan. Therefore, one may walk out of his Dalad Amos in order to relieve himself, even though there's a prohibition of the Rabbanan, then one cannot leave his Dalad Amos. Based on this, the Chamim Nardah said that if he's wise, he should re-enter the tchum while seeking a private area, and once he's returned to his original tchum legally, he may stay there. Rashi explains that we learn this from the Mishnah, which permits one to be back in his original tchum when he's forcibly returned there. All the more so in our case when he returns to his original place with halachic permission. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav Huna was asked that if a student took upon himself to fast Erev Shabbos, mahu lashlume, what's the halacha concerning completing the fast until definite nightfall? This would be problematic since it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos. Rav Huna didn't know the answer, neither did Rav Yehuda. Rava brought a brisa, the taught, that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, or when Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, a person may eat and drink all he needs, and he may bring upon his table all types of food, even like the banquet of Shlomo Melech in his time. If Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, however, we may bring the person who is fasting only a kibbutz-sized amount of food to eat before Shabbos, kadesh yichanas l'Shabbos kushumuna, in order that he should not enter Shabbos suffering from the hunger of the fast. We see from the brisa that one is not mashlim his fast even on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, he certainly doesn't complete it with a tainis yachid. However, the Gemara concludes later that we do indeed complete the fast of Tisha B'Av when it falls on Erev Shabbos. Point number two is Tana brisa shlosha in roin pnei Gehenim. Three types of people do not even see the facade of Gehenim because of the pain and misery they suffer in this world atone for their sins. Those who suffer from extreme poverty, intestinal disorders, and the pursuit of creditors. Some say also one has a bad wife, such as in the case when he can't divorce her because the ksuba is too high or they have children together. The Gemara asks what the practical teaching of this is, and answers, to accept these challenges with love. Rashi explains that accepting them ba'ava brings kapara. And point number three, the opening mission in the fourth parak taught that if someone was removed from his tchum on Shabbos, he's only permitted to move Dalad Amos from his location. Rabbi was asked what the halacha is if the person needs to relieve himself, and he answered, Gadol kavod abriyah shedoches lo saseh shebatorah. Human dignity is so important that it supersedes the prohibition of the Torah, meaning the commandment of lo saseh, which teaches us not to deviate from the decrees of the Rabbanan. Therefore, one may walk out of his Dalad Amos in order to relieve himself, even though there's prohibition of the Rabbanan that one cannot leave his Dalad Amos. Based on this, the Chachamim and the Nardah said that if one's a bikeach, he's wise, he should re-enter his tchum while seeking a private area, and once he's returned to his original tchum legally, he may stay there. Rashi explains that we learn this from the Mishnah, which permits one to be back in his original tchum when he's forcibly returned there, all the more so than in our case when he returns to the original place with halachic permission. And point number three, the opening mission in the fourth parak taught. All right, now it's time to go to our siman for Mem Aleph, and the siman is a grandma, ma, grandma. So here goes. When the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbutz, a piece of fish, to break his tainus right before Shabbos, it aggravated his intestinal disorder, forcing von Schabas to leave his Dalai Lamas in order to relieve himself. Once again, in slow motion. When the grandma, that must be Ron Duff, Memov. When the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbutz, a piece of fish, to break his tinnitus right before Shabbos, which reminds us of the question, if a student took upon himself to fast on Erev Shabbos, Mahula Shume, what's the halacha concerning completing the fast until definite nightfall? This would be problematic since it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos. Rava brought a brisa that taught if Tisha B'Av comes out on Erev Shabbos, we may bring the person who's fasting only a kibbutz-sized amount of food to eat before Shabbos, in order they shouldn't enter Shabbos suffering from the hunger of the fast. We see from the brisa that one is not mashlim his fast even on Tisha B'Av, therefore he certainly doesn't complete it with the tinnitus yachid. However, the Gemara does conclude later that we do indeed complete the fast of Tisha B'Av when it falls on Erev Shabbos. So when the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbutz, a piece of fish, to break his tinnitus right before Shabbos, it aggravated his intestinal disorder. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Shlosha Ein Roin Pnei Gehenim. Three types of people do not even see the face of Gehenim because the pain and misery they suffer in this world atone for their sins. Diktukte Aeneas, Vecholi Mayan, Vaharashus. Those who suffer from extreme poverty, intestinal disorders, and the pursuit of creditors. Some also say an Ishara, a bad wife. And the practical teaching is, well, Kabuli Ma'ava, to accept these challenges with love. And Rashi explains that accepting with love brings kapara. So when the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbutz, a piece of fish, to break his tinnitus right before Shabbos, it aggravated his intestinal disorder, forcing him on Shabbos to leave his Dalai Lamas in order to relieve himself. Which reminds us of the opening mission of the fourth parak taught that if someone was removed from his tchum on Shabbos, he's only permitted to move Dalai Lamas from his location. Rabbi was asked what the lacha is if the person needs to relieve himself, and he answered, Gadol kavod abriya shel doches los haaseh shebetorah. Human dignity is so important that it supersedes a prohibition of the Torah, meaning the commandment of los asur, which teaches us not to deviate from the decrees of the Rabban. Therefore, one may walk out of his Dalai Lamas in order to relieve himself, even though there's a prohibition of the Rabban that one cannot leave his Dalai Lamas. Based on this, we learned that the Chachamim Nardo said that if he's wise, he should re-enter his tchum while seeking a private area, and once he's returned to his original tchum legally, he may stay there. So once again, when the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbutz, a piece of fish, to break his tinnitus right before Shabbos, it aggravated his intestinal disorder, forcing him on Shabbos to leave his Dalai Lamas in order to relieve himself. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin wishing you a great day and great learning.